Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man. It's been about a month. Welcome back to TC's Lounge. Yeah, I should do more. But, you know, I always say that. I just have to be more consistent. But life is what it is. Welcome. How you doing? How's your day? It's a beautiful day here, wherever I am, and somewhere in these United States of America. It's nice and hot. I don't like the heat. I'm not going to be one of those people that say, oh, I like it cold. I like early fall. Wait, no. I like middle to late fall and early spring. That's good weather right there. That breezy Southern California weather. You know, not too hot, not too cold. You know, that's good weather. So, you know, beautiful day out here. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, is this life thing is crazy. And hopefully you're finding your way through life as well. It's weird because I sit here and think about how hard it is to, because I get on here and preach and tell, you know, if you want to lose weight, then you just go lose weight. If you got negative people in your life, then cut them off. All these things are easier said than done. I always say that. And I just think, you know, yesterday, I was thinking to myself, it's weird how hard we make life for each other as people, as human beings. I was thinking about when I was a child, not even a child, my adolescent years, my preteen, my teenage years, right? So I've always been this quote-unquote nice guy. You know, later on in life, I've learned that, you know, you don't really want to define yourself as anything. You just kind of want to let people define you, and then you figure out what's going on from there. But that's a whole other topic for another day. So when I was younger, I was the quote-unquote nice guy, right? And a lot of times I would miss out on, let's just be straight up, miss out on sexual ventures, sexual opportunities, because a lot of the women I talk to say, you're not mean enough. You're not mean enough. And I never understood that. And I almost don't understand that to this day. I just don't understand when you say, well, I kind of understand now as an adult. But when I think about it, when I was younger, I was just so confused by that. Like, you're not mean enough. You're not mean enough. You want somebody to be mean to you? That just doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you want somebody to be mean to you? Then later on, I found out that, when you're younger, and still women around my age and older still feel that way, you want a man to act like a man. You don't want a man to be abusive, but you want a man to make you feel like he can be your protector. And if you're too nice, a woman can assume that man wouldn't be a good protector down the road or in a bad situation. And it's just weird because that nice thing follows me to this day. I like to be reserved. I like to be as quiet as I possibly can. Now you say, oh, you do a podcast. I mean, how quiet can you be? I like to be quiet. Personally, in my personal life, I like to be quiet. I like to listen. I like to hear what other people have to say. And I can understand people more when I hear what you have to say. I'm not trying to be rude by being quiet. I'm not trying to be like I think I'm better. I just like to listen. I think listening is better than just doing a bunch of talking. But I have to talk because it's the gift that I was given. So point being is that I'm quiet. But that whole quiet, nice guy thing has always been a negative when it comes to other people. And it's just, and it's always bothered my soul. It always has. I hate to sound so dramatic about it, but it has bothered my soul. You telling me that me being quiet and being respectful is a bad thing. That is just ridiculous to me. And that's why I say people make it hard to live. Because everyone you ever met in your life that knows you a little bit is going to try to tell you about yourself. And with them trying to explain to you who you are, you have to go by yourself, or when you're on the road, like I'm on the road, or when you're, you know, have some alone time, or when you're just doing whatever. You get to have that moment and go, was he or she right? Am I really like this? Do I need to be more like that? And it's just, and it's like, look, I'm under the belief or under the impression or whatever phrase goes, you are whoever you want to be. I'm pro, be whoever you want to be. I don't care whether you like, you're a girl that wants to be a guy, whether you're a guy that wants to be a girl, whether you're a girl that looks like a girl, just like a girl, but you consider yourself a guy. I don't care whether you're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist. I don't care. None of that matters to me. You decide what you want to be. Atheist. You can be all these things. You can be all of those things I named into one pile of beliefs, and I will be okay with it. That's an impression I'm always been under, is that you are you, and I'm me, and if we decide to get along, then we decide to get along. But if we don't get along, that's okay too. I'm okay with that, because you can't get it. I used to try to get along with everybody. Impossibility. That's not happening. You can't make everybody happy. That's one. And two, you can't get along with everybody. Because the more you try to get along with people that don't want to get along with you, the more energy you're wasting and hurting yourself with, you know? So I've always tried to meet people in the middle, whether they want to meet me in the middle or not. Man, this guy got his sunroof down on a 100-degree day. Whew, better than me, man. They're out there getting a tan and burning up at the same time. So, yeah, like, I don't have a problem with people being themselves, but I'm starting to notice that people have a problem with people being themselves. People are constantly trying to tell you, like I've said when I was a kid, oh, you're too nice. You got to be more like this to get more women. And the truth is, if you were more of a jerk when you were younger, you get more attention, just because I learned that, like I said, you are a when you're too nice, it feels like a put on. It feels like a setup. It feels like the too nice guy is too needy and he's up to something. And it's just, that's so far from the truth, but that's just the way society is set up. That's the weirdest part. Nice people finish last only because our society's been set up that way. Nice people are still allowed to be nice, but you have to have a backbone, because people will completely run you over as a nice person and then back the truck up on you just to make sure they got you a second time if they didn't get you the first time. So that's all. It just bothers me because it makes it hard to live. Because if you say one thing about me and then somebody else comes around and says another thing about me, I have to go home and think about that. And you go, oh, nah, I'm not that type of person. I don't worry about that stuff. Well, good for you. I wish I was more like you. Like, I try to get my mind to not, you know, analyze why people are doing or saying, or why am I annoying, but I do it. You know, my significant other tell me all the time I get on their nerves. But I guess you with somebody long enough, you're going to get on their nerves. It's an inevitability. So it's just, I think about that too. Like, how in the world? I'm trying my hardest to make her happy. That's what I do. That's still getting your nerves. Because one way or another, no matter what I do, the more I try, the more I'm going to get on the nerves. The more I don't try, the more I get on the, it's not, it's something that can't be, what's the word I'm looking for? So it's not, it's just, it's, there's no solution to it. And that's what I have to get over to, like, understand it. Yes, people make it hard to live, but I have to find a way to just brush it off my shoulder. But it's hard to do that because I care about people. I care about you all. I want everybody to be successful. I want everybody to enjoy their life. Whether you're an atheist, Christian, Buddhist, snake catcher that don't watch TV, I'm happy about that. Now, you got a lot of things going if that's what you do, but that's fine. I agree with that. I want you to be whatever you want to be, but I'm slowly realizing because we make it hard for each other to live, but most people aren't living that, thinking that way. Most people think, wait a minute, you're a Buddhist, snake catcher, atheist? How are you all those things? What's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? And why aren't you doing, and what would make you, and what, all that judgment. I'm not about that stuff. I don't care about that stuff. I don't judge anybody. And the second I start judging you, I start getting on myself for judging you. And so I just wish as a kid, I never understood the nice thing and why it was a problem. Now I get older, I have to be forced to understand that the nice thing can be a bit annoying, and women want a more aggressive, more passion is not the word, but more non-wishy-washy type of man, you know, the guy that puts his foot down and tell you how it is. That's what women like. If you're nice and diplomatic, then you're thought of as a pushover. And women want a guy that doesn't come off as a pushover. And I get that. But that's still some bullcrap to me. It really is. I feel like you could be good and not be a pushover at the same time. You could be nice and not be a pushover. You don't have to be one or the other. I had to toughen up my psyche just so people wouldn't take me as a pushover. It's unbelievable. And that's what I guess, if any of this makes any sense, all I'm trying to say is we make it hard to live for each other. I never understood that. If I make a joke to you, you don't like the joke. And instead of saying, I don't like the joke, you go, well, I don't know about, you start to judge me and talk about me. And I find that to be very weird. Like, instead of saying to me, hey, you know what, I didn't like that joke. Could you not do that next time? Oh, that's cool. See, I'm good with that. But to judge me and go, oh, just something's wrong with you. You must be sexist. Why would you talk about women like that? I can't. Before we even give somebody a chance, you see all the people online. All you have to do is look at something online, one of these social networks, and look at the comments. There are some nasty people out here. Nasty for no reason. Nasty to each other. And I never understood it. And I never get it. But at the same time, it's like, hey, if you're judgmental, I allow you to be judgmental. Just don't make it hard for people to live. And it's hard for me to live sometimes because whenever I'm pulled this way, should I think that way? Is this really what's going on? Is my perspective messed up? Maybe my perspective is messed up. Maybe I am too nice. Maybe I'm not aggressive enough. Maybe I don't put my foot down enough. Or maybe I'm fine. But it's hard to live when you have people telling you this way, and you should be that way, and how come you're not this way, and why aren't you doing this by this time, and how come you don't have any kids, and how come your friends are all men and not women? It's just these random examples I'm using. And people constantly are hammering that in your head. And I deal with it, and I go, I just wish we didn't make it so hard for each other to live. I really wish that, but it's just not the way it is. You gotta, personally, I just take it, analyze it, and be who I am, because if I let everybody pull me one way or another, I would never figure out who I am and what I'm comfortable with.